Turmoil in Metro Nashville schools has prompted Mayor David Brierley to criticize the school board and push for a more hands-on role in the district. His move has drawn reactions from other candidates vying for the mayor's office. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Nashville's mayor has limited power over school district decisions, but does have a big say in the budget, and a mayor can promote or undermine district efforts. So WPLN asked David Brierley and other leading candidates what their approaches would be.
At what level should the mayor be involved with the school and the school board?
Highest level possible. I think it is the most critical issue to the city's long-term success.
Brierley has sought to be more involved in how the district meets legal obligations and how it manages its facilities and HR policies. Candidate Carol Swain comes down fairly close to Brierley and notes the mayor can work to influence school leaders.
The mayor can use that pulpit to hold them accountable. And so if they're spending too much money on administration or buildings or whatever they're doing, the mayor should be able and willing to step in there.
But grabbing over and trying to reach for the steering wheel one more set of hands is probably problematic.
And this is Councilman John Cooper. He's staking out a more reserved stance than Brierley or Swain, and says he's not convinced Metro would be much help.
It's not like we are some management guru of excellence.
Cooper says everyone needs to calm down. If they raise too much alarm about Metro schools, he fears a state takeover of the district. State Representative John Ray Clemens is also critical of the current mayor's tone.
There should be no more finger pointing when it comes to the performance of our public schools.
And because the district has a lot of independence, Clemens says the mayor and Metro Council should focus on helping families with all that happens outside the classroom.
Such as hunger, homelessness, transportation options, housing options. Those types of things have a direct impact on the performance of those children inside the classroom.
Whoever wins the mayor's office will soon see changes on the school board and potentially a search for a new director, along with the complications of budgeting each year for Metro schools. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.